Hey, what's going on? How's everybody?
Good. How's it going? Thanks for doing this.
All right, no problem.
So when you look at Troy Smith, how does he change the offense that you're used to playing against?
This guy's very athletic. When his first and second read breaks down, you know, he's able to kind of go to the playground style and create plays down the field. And just a little different flavor, you know, because he brings, you know, a lot different stuff than what we used to and what we've seen from the past from those guys.
Does that put more pressure on you being a safety that you have to really kind of be cautious in committing to a certain area of the field because he can do so much with the ball when it breaks down?
I wouldn't say, you know, being cautious, but, you know, we gotta understand once plays break down, you know, teams are looking for the big play. Teams are looking for, you know, the play down in the field. So, you know, that's the DB's responsibility, you know, period, corners and safety. So, you know, we just got to be aware and realize what's going on. And, you know, we just got to stay pretty disciplined in our zone coverages. And, man.
Tampa Bay did such a good job against them defensively on Sunday. What can you learn from watching that game film?
Not too much because we're not, you know, we don't run, you know, the same fronts. We don't run the same coverages. So, you know, those guys, they still made plays, you know, but, you know, obviously they, you know, got into a situation where they were down and, you know, they just had to do some things differently. So, you know, we can't really learn too much from that team, to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
Darnell Dockett, you know, has started up a nice Twitter war with Vernon Davis. You know, and those guys go back to their Washington D.C. days. Does Dockett is he a guy that fires up the whole defense? I mean, how do you guys respond to his sort of outspoken ways?
I mean, that's him. I mean, I don't really get involved in that whole Twitter thing. I'm a grown man, so I don't really get involved in that cyber world and what's going on with that. And, you know, he gets himself fired up in different ways, and if that's one of them, then, you know, we'll have to live with it. So, you know, we're just, you know, committed to our teammates, and, you know, we're going back 100%.
You don't have a Twitter account?
Nah, I don't do that stuff, man. 31 years old, I don't got time.
Good move. What's it like to play against Vernon Davis?
He's a good player, and, you know, he creates a lot of different matchups. You know, I would never say anything disrespectful about him because he's such a great player. And, you know, I just try to go out there and do my best against him. And, you know, just like I said, he creates matchup problems. You know, he's a vertical threat down the field. So, you know, everybody's going to have to be aware of
him. How difficult is it when both he and Delanie Walker are on the field at the same time? I mean, you're usually not used to having two tight ends who can run at the same time on the field.
No, it's very difficult. You know, obviously, you know, those guys create, you know, problems down the field. And, you know, we just got to be more aware and realize what's going on and play out the integrity of the defense. I think that's really the most important thing, not get too zoned in on one player.
Hey, Adrian. The mantra here is that, you know, the 49ers, despite being 3-7, still have a great shot at winning the NFC West. Is that something that you guys talk about as well, that despite a rough start, you know, no one's out of it in this division race?
I mean, we don't really talk about it. We're on a 5-game losing streak. So, you know, that's probably more talked about in this locker room than anything, you know, because, you know, obviously we want to snap this streak and get out of this funk that we in. I mean, we're not really worried about, you know, how many games back we are in the division or none of that. You know, we're more concerned about improving and getting ourselves better because right now we're not a very good football team. You know, we beat ourselves a lot, and, you know, we're just trying to get out of this funk that we're in right now.
The last few years, you've played, you know, with a high-scoring offense and Kurt Warner and all those guys. How different has it been for your defense to have less of a margin for error?
I mean, it's very tough. And, you know, obviously Kurt, you know, spoiled us a lot because, you know, we felt like we was in every game regardless of the situation. So, you know, it's a different mindset, and it's our first year really being in this type of situation. So, you know, obviously we're learning on the job, and it's more difficult, I think, than guys understand that it is. And we have a very young football team and guys that haven't been in this position. So we're learning on the job. And, you know, we just got to, you know, continue to get better. I think that's one thing that we're doing is, you know, we're still practicing hard and we're still doing, you know, all the things that we need to do to get better. And we're just waiting for it to pay off.
All right.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you Monday.